Hey, welcome into this week's edition of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show, presented by your Front Range Toyota stores on 104.3 The Fan HD3, DenverPioneers.com. My name is Tyler Mon, and the Dosha and Tyler Show has returned. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of Denver Pioneers women's basketball, Dosha Woods.
That's me.
First time this season.
First time. I mean, we're getting this out the way in September, which I love. So that means we have plenty more to come, right?
Because it's only
September. So happy to be here.
I know. So excited to see you. It's been, I would imagine, for you, a summer that probably feels simultaneously like it's been forever since last time you were on the floor, and also like it's been 6 minutes since last time you were on the floor. What was the summer like for you?
The summer was great. We have a lot of changes, a lot of new faces. Didn't have a full roster this summer, so it gave me a chance to kind of pivot in a lot of different ways. Obviously, there were some bright spots of last season, but definitely a lot that we want to clean up. And this summer, between a new team and a new staff, really kind of gave us a chance to have a reset on how we want to do things. And I really have liked the energy that the team has brought, the receptiveness to just our coaching, going to tweak our style a little bit. So I'm excited. I feel rejuvenated. Let me say that. I feel rejuvenated with this new team that we have.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those tweaks staff-wise first. You come into 2025-26. You're in one of the most difficult conferences for women's basketball and in the entire landscape of the sport. Like you said, you had some really good things last season. You end the regular season with a road win at South Dakota. Really impressive. But what are some of the tweaks, especially staff-wise, personnel-wise, and coaching style-wise, that you're going to implement this year?
Absolutely. I think first, starting with the staff, it was nice to kind of get some fresh energy in here. Obviously, I'm always one that I feel like I'm a lifelong learner, right? And you want to surround yourself with people that are going to bring something different. This staff that we have has really given me a chance to have some experience. Coach Butler actually spent some time in the Summit League at Omaha. Most recently at Fordham, was at Tulane. So she's bringing 15 years of experience a lot of different ways. She'll coach our wing players, our Magnus is what we call them. Really high energy. Yesterday was her birthday too, so I'll give her a little shout out.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. but really just high energy and like what she brings. And I really love the new ideas. Her and I will work a little closely with defensively together. Then Coach Frazier, you know, it's funny. I tell our players oftentimes, somebody's always watching. She was actually a former student athlete at East Carolina when I was assistant at Tulane. This is her seventh year of coaching, most recently at Monmouth. And so to watch her as a player and how hard she competed, she and I will kind of coach the Rackers or our point guards together, and she'll help with rebounding and a little offense as well. And it's just been nice to kind of see this other side, another just kind of high energy. And then Coach Owen, I love telling his story. He was a former practice player for us, got his undergrad at DU, and we were just connecting at the Final Four to just see how his experience was as a graduate assistant. And the more he talked, I knew I was going to have some openings. And I said, hey, would you be interested in coming back? So it's really been great to have five coaches. Obviously, Coach Dubs is back as well. Five coaches. But this staff has given me a chance to really have true position coaches, something that we've had to kind of morph in the past. And it's been really fun to watch them really embrace their position coaches, take pride in it. Coach Owen and Dubs have the bigs, or the honey badgers, they like to call themselves, have the bigs. So it's been fun with that. And I think in terms of the coaching style, this is the most size we've had on the roster. I think that's going to be a different look for our fans. Having, I think we have at least three or four that are 6'2 or bigger. And I'm excited to kind of play two bigs. Maybe I know I said that out loud, but you know, the way that they've been working, really not going to have a choice. Not saying that we're not going to get our threes up, but I think you're going to see a different style of basketball, a lot more versatility. And I think this team gives us a chance to go probably 9-10 deep. But I'm excited to get them on the court competitively. Actually, we have a couple scrimmages, so ask me again after that. But I think we'll play a little different that way, and just a lot more versatility both sides of the ball.
I'm going to ask you about that, but I want to go back to something you touched on a minute ago, the idea that somebody's always watching. You got a chance to see Alex Frazier when she played collegiately, and I feel like that's something that when you're 18 to 22 years old, it doesn't really sink in of, oh, how I conduct myself now. 7 years down the road, somebody might see me as a potential assistant and think, oh, I remember how hard that player worked when she was on the floor. What do you remember about her as an athlete? And how cool is that to have somebody that you remember watching as a player now full circle come around to be part of your staff?
As an athlete, I remember her being gritty. They played just kind of like suffocating defense, And she was one of those players, played a lot of minutes, but it was just a gritty, grind you out type point guard. A bigger point guard at two. So she was always a tough matchup for us, but how hard she played for 40 minutes. And, you know, the game gets competitive, but it was like a respectful competitiveness and how she carried. And actually the staff, right before coming on today, we spoke at Dr. Campbell's class on campus, kinesiology, about career in sports, and had a chance to not only share her story, but Owen's as well, and to see him where he is now and kind of sit in their seat 2 years ago. And that was literally what we told the class, is somebody's always watching you. He doesn't get that opportunity if he didn't carry himself that way as a practice player for us, and how he pretty much treated it like a job. So it is a story that I say all the time. Somebody's always watching, and you don't never know when it's going to resonate or when it might lead into something else. That you know, if you ask Owen, he was really ready to be in business. That's his undergrad, and he had a chance to work with the program and kind of shift his focus because he enjoyed it.
It really is true. I mean, it's, if you're a kid who is watching or listening to this right now, it's difficult to grasp, but that is a really good life lesson, that it is the way you conduct yourself as an athlete or somebody who's just trying to contribute and be part of a family. That's really cool stuff. And that's an exciting dimension to add to this coaching staff in 2025-26. The other thing that you touched on, and that is interesting, is a little bit of an adjustment to the style of play. And, you know, for the last several years, obviously under your coaching tenure, getting the three ball up, long ball elite, all of that stuff, you do get to potentially tweak some of that, add size. What excites you about, you know, like you said, you're a lifelong learner. Everybody has to change and adapt as a coach. What excites you about this chapter now?
This chapter is really, you know, it's funny because we still try to get threes up.
Yeah.
We still have our fundraiser in terms of long ball elite. But I think what's exciting is I didn't think we'd be able to get this much size. And that's in part why we played the way that we did. It's hard for us to get bigs at this level. And for us to have at least four that are 6'2" or bigger, and then I think, you know, Anna is a nice 6'1" and really versatile for somebody her size. So I'm excited to put I wouldn't be surprised if there's moments where we might have three of them on the floor at the same time. We did a few shooting drills today, and most of them were focused on the three ball, and they are keeping up with the guards in terms of, like, the shooting. So because they are bigs doesn't mean they're just back-to-the-basket type. Teo, our freshman from Serbia, is a true back-to-the-basket type post player. So she practices really hard and plays really hard and is really going to force me to get creative. But also Brooke Morrell and Lily, who were both returning from last year, are doing some really good things. So now I'm thinking, can they all be on the floor at the same time? What can I adjust to do that? And that's been the fun part. And I think you have to evolve. Now that the new landscape is, you want to be able to prepare and watch kids develop. And unfortunately, how it is, you just don't get the opportunity to do so, right? With so many different factors that you want to include. So we really want to have a challenge, not only our team and our staff, let's maximize the best that we can be this year. Best that we can be this year, and whatever that means for us. And I think for us, it's going to be a lot of versatility and, you know, two, maybe even three bigs on the floor at the same time, but not in a way that you're thinking that we're still going to push the ball and they still have to keep up. This is the first year we've actually had a conditioning test. You know, shout out to Coach D, our strength coach, and everyone came back and really crushed their marks and hit them in a way that she was pleased with. As I told them, it doesn't mean that you have to stop running. Like, we're still going to run, but that just gives us a baseline. But they're doing really well. They're doing really well.
This stage of the preseason, you're out of the offseason, now you're into the preseason. These first few weeks of getting to know your group on the floor, especially in a context where it's not just summer work, where the season is sort of an abstract thing, but now, I mean, you're essentially just a few weeks out from it. What are the biggest points of emphasis right now in late September to get ready for, like you said, you got scrimmages coming up, and then everything starts flying for real in November?
Well, because we have so much size, we're really trying to maximize that and be able to defend and rebound, trying to really harp on some contested shots and things like that. So defensively is an area that we're trying to really pick it up. We've been able to score the ball in the past, and defensively is one that we want to really make that more of a gritty, more of a grind, at least making people work. And I think we're getting better at that. Offensively, that usually comes along a little faster, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to score the ball. Everybody wants to shoot. But I think where we are right now is just getting better in that area. And then also having, like, our three local kids, they did a great job of just coming in, both Corinne, Brooke, and Tori, who's a freshman for us from Highlands Ranch, of putting in extra work this summer. And I think they really have set the tone in terms of our pace and how fast we can still play. But defensively is an area that we're really trying to challenge ourselves to continue to improve, and really want that to be a focus early on.
All right, we are going to preview what this 2025-26 season looks like and go through this roster and schedule after the break. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout and bring it on back, talk about this 2025-26 Pioneers team with the head coach of Denver women's basketball, Doja Woods, as the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show continues next, presented by your Front Range Toyota stores on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Planning your financial future could be overwhelming and confusing. So let the experts at JFG Family Office help guide you to your financial goals. The team at JFG Family Office believes in increasing transparency, lowering fees, and striving to achieve better outcomes so you have peace of mind when it comes to all of your investing needs. Contact JFG Family Office at jfgfamilyoffice.com to get started on planning for your future.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Continuing along on 104.3 The Fan HD3, DenverPioneers.com. It is the Pioneers Coaches Show presented by your Front Range Toyota stores. Tyler Mon and Doja Woods, head coach of Denver women's basketball, as the 2025-26 season approaches here in just 5 weeks or so, which is nuts. Doja, before we get into this roster for 25-26, your Chiefs started 0-2. Got a win on Sunday night.
Yeah, so we're 1-2.
I mean, it was over the New York Giants. So I don't know how much
it
really counts.
Any way we can get it.
Your thoughts on the start. You and I do an in-depth breakdown. We could do a 30-minute show just talking AFC West football. Your thoughts on your team's start.
You know, it's slow. And I know everybody's just praying on our downfall. And the best way I can sum it up is, I was telling Nico this in the elevator. I'm married to a Bears fan.
Yeah,
so
right.
I feel like it's enough said. So as... You know, it may or may not be our time. The Eagles are playing well. And if it isn't our year this year, win, lose, or draw, you're going to catch me in my Chiefs gear.
Yep.
So I'm not going to waver. I'm like, we haven't been here in a while. So I don't know. We've been spoiled.
Yeah.
We've been spoiled. So.
Which is sort of crazy. Like, having grown up here, you grew up a Chiefs fan. I grew up a Broncos fan. Like, the kids who are growing up now, you're the Patriots now to them.
Exactly.
Like, you're the evil team now.
That's crazy.
I know.
I can't wait. I'm like, you're not even a Chiefs fan. It's like the amount of, like, hate that the Chiefs get, I'm just like, why people hate greatness so much? But yeah,
I this is probably going to, I feel like, annoy people in Denver. I have not reached the level of distaste.
Thank you.
With the Chiefs. Like, Patrick Mahomes is so harmless.
Just cheer
he seems like
your
a nice
team.
Enough guy. You know,
whether
whatever.
You're a Broncos fan or Bears, like, people kill me with that. Like, why are you just cheer for your team?
Yeah, cheer for why your own you team. So? But it's okay to still hate
but
the Patriots,
this, we've
even
been
though
spoiled.
They're
terrible
now. Yeah,
spoiled.
That is true. Okay, well, that is one of the things that I admire most, by the way, about Doja Woods. Win, lose, or draw, she's still going to be rocking her Chiefs gear.
Always.
Pretty much all of my teams are, well, not all of them.
And I would like to add,
half my teams are terrible. I still rock.
I am a certified Swiftie now, too. That is a true story. So I am a certified Swiftie. I had a, 2-hour podcast to listen to it, so now I'm a fan. I am. So...
Amazing.
I know.
All right. Let's dive into your roster for 25-26. This is such a cool mix of talent because you've got local players. You've got returning players. You've got 5 international players, 4 from Spain, 1 from Serbia. This is such a cool group to be able to pull together. And one of the things I love most is learning about the way that athletes from all different backgrounds get together as a team and make it work. What's it been like for you with this group so far?
You know, when the season ended, obviously we've had some turnover in our roster, and it was really just trying to figure out what can we do different. You know, Dubs and I, obviously we have new staff as well, and so her and I did, pretty much 95% of this roster. So Owen came, and it really was just how else can we think outside the box? What is it gonna do? And so not only the mix of internationals, but we also went the junior college route as well. And I think to start with our internationals, we have 4 from Spain and the 1 from Serbia. And, Laya, we got Laya first as a transfer from LaSalle. She had a good year, all newcomer team last year. But it was a slow kind of process. And she really came on at the end. And kind of the scouting service we got her from, Anna, the transfer from Siena, was kind of the same service. And so we're like, hey, And so honestly, it really just turned into what I appreciate about Adrian, who we work with, is he has a spreadsheet, and you literally can just go on and pick what you need, the highlights, the Duolingo, everything you need in terms of the recruiting process is there. He also has a ton of players at all different levels, so he can be realistic. So it made the process a lot faster, as well as he'll say, no, she's too good, she's not good enough, she's this and that. And so he's really made it easy in terms of our Spanish kids. You know, Teo, obviously with Jokic being with the Nuggets, Boshko, the service we used to get her, he sends out the highlight. And I remember I was getting ready to take my boxing class at like 5 a.m. I'm looking at the email. I'm like, this is too good to be true. Like, this is insane that this kid is still available. And after a few conversations with her and with him, she was actually training with the Serbian national team at the time. And, you know, so here's what she's looking for. And in Serbia, Denver is like New York to them because of Jokic. So knew all about the city, and that made it a lot easier. So you never know what's going to be kind of like the niche in recruiting that way. And then in terms of my own career, I played at junior college. So I was like, well, let's see what's out there. So that's really how we started looking, kind of reaching out to some of our contacts there. And then locally, we still want to have that focus. Tori is one. Actually didn't offer her initially because we didn't think we needed that position. Had some turnover and offered her, and she's been phenomenal for a freshman. Played for a long time coach, and Coach Jiraki, who's actually a DU grad as well. And then one of the assistants is Jen Dynas, who used to be one of my assistants. So she's come in probably more prepared than most freshmen would be. But it's really been a really great mix of our roster, and I think everyone's been a sponge. So far, it's been an adjustment. I'm not going to lie. A lot of our international kids call it like, this is pro. I'm like, so perspective is everything for what they're used to. But it's been nice for them just to kind of come in, soaking up the level.
This 2025-26 season feels like, you put it really well. You said you're re-energized. To go through the summer, you know, like you said, your roster isn't filled out yet. Your coaching staff is undergoing transition. It feels like there is probably a nice reset button that you can press with that. How does that manifest itself in terms of just your mentality, the way you go in, the way your returners go in, where it's a fresh slate? There were some things that you liked from last season that you can take and try to implement this year, but there are a lot of things that it feels like you can kind of, you know, let roll off your back and move into a new year on the right note.
Absolutely. I think with our returners, they feel rejuvenated too. It's nice to see them kind of speak and use their voices. And really, the system kind of calls for that. We don't have in the past where you have somebody that's averaged, you know, 30 minutes a game and, you know, whatever, 15 points. And it's really given everyone a chance, even just in terms of leadership wise. We've talked about everybody leading from day one in the sense of like what makes sense for you. And it's really been a great way for us to kind of build them up as players to use their voices. For the returners to use their voices, if they are vocal, and if they're not vocal, to use their energy. Like Lily, as far as, is not one of the most vocal, but she really has been the most consistent in showing up in how she plays and been able to utilize her knowledge. So it's been a reset for all of us. I think sometimes you can get so caught up in the moment of some things in the summer and the spring. Gave us a chance to kind of breathe in that, what type of team do we want to be? Those that return, and then not only for myself and Dubs, but like what changes do we really want to make? So it's been a reset. And then the new kids, the ones that have come in, they've been able to fill that too, where they're only going to know what we show them and what we tell them. And that's been a great way for us to kind of just catch things early, right, before they become issues. So the energy is very different because we're all literally are learning in real time. We have a lot of new faces, and I think 7 of them we met when they got here. And the 3 international first years didn't get here until September 8th.
Wow.
So we really haven't had everybody that long. So it's been fun to try to learn in real time and also to try to move the group forward quickly in real time.
You are, I mean, closing in on 5 weeks, like we said, to your season opener, which is wild that we're that close. But when you are going to kick this thing off and you'll go to Air Force on the 3rd, you'll host Air Force on the 3rd, the points of growth that you want to see between now and that day for your team, especially for, you know, some of your players who are recently on campus, recently getting into this life, what is this 5-week sprint like now between where we sit here in late September to your first night?
It's going to be crash course, right? As I tell them, we don't have all the time to just ease into it. In the past, you can say, oh, you know, I don't need you to get it right now. No, I need you to get it right now. And so it's been a ton of film work, a ton of one-on-one pre-practice, post-practice. But for us, our shooting's got to get a lot better. That's been an area. Today was a heavy shooting day in practice, and that's going to be an area of focus for us. But really defensively, because of our size, because of our length, that's where I want us to see the biggest growth. I love that we're opening with Air Force, because you can say what you want about their X's and O's. You know they're going to play hard. It's going to be a physical, tough game for 40 minutes, and I think that's great for us to have to come out with someone that caliber opponent right out the gate.
You've got a really interesting stretch late in the non-conference into start conference play. 6 out of 7 games at home, and the last 2 are Summit League games. So you get this stretch of time where, you know, hopefully that by that point you've kind of honed everything in, and the ability to grow and sleep in your own bed and not have to deal with class and all of that. That just feels like, if you could design a schedule, that feels like the perfect type of stretch to lead into conference play. This seems like a very well-structured schedule for your team.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Dubs handles our schedule and kind of do it together in a sense of what's going to make sense for this team. Now, obviously, we finished the schedule before we even had a roster.
Right.
But I think, you know, even when we were putting a roster together, versatility was something, and we wanted to be able to have a lot more depth than we had in the past. And I think this roster gives us a chance to do so. And so those games at home, especially being in the comfort of our own home, it's going to be nice to just be able to sleep in your own bed and prepare differently than the stress and adversity of a road trip.
All right, Coach, final question for you. This is, the time of year where I would imagine you're sort of chomping at the bit to play somebody who's not just a practice opponent. What excites you most about this 2025-2026 team? When you get out there November 3rd, what are the things you're most excited about for this season?
I think this team, I think this is the first time I've been here where I feel like we truly can play 8 to 10 deep and have the versatility I always envision to really have at least 4 or 5 players that can go 8 to 12 more than that, if you want, if you will. So the versatility of this team and our ability to score is what excites me. I genuinely couldn't tell you who's going to be our leading scorer, who's going to be our leading rebounder. As I told him, what's going to make us great, what's going to make this year, this is Team 28, thrive and be successful, is it's got to be a collective group. And this will give me a chance to put that type of product on the floor that the fans will be just as surprised as I am of who's going to lead us, because we'll be that capable. Tonight, I would say one other thing, though, about our non-conference schedule. You mentioned we are going to Kansas. Growing up 20 minutes away from University of Kansas, I know some people might think North Carolina is like the Mecca, but to play in Allen Fieldhouse is going to be such a phenomenal experience. I still can't even grasp that I'm actually going to be coaching in that game. I reached out to Brandon, the head coach, and was like, I'm going to need more tickets because
is going to come to this game.
And a lot of my family and friends, this will be their first time in Allen Fieldhouse, so they have that opportunity. I'm really excited to take our team there and just to be able to compete on that stage.
That one's coming up December 14th as part of that non-conference slate. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun here in this 2025-26 season. That is the head coach of Denver Pioneers women's basketball, Dosha Woods. November 3rd, 6 p.m. at Hamilton Gymnasium. The Pioneers will take on the Air Force Falcons to lift the lid on this 25-26 season. Dosha, it's always so good to see you, and be watching over the next few weeks. Good luck on November 3rd.
Thank you. Go Pios.
Wrapping up this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show, presented by your Front Range Toyota stores. We'll talk to you next time on 104.3 The Fan HD3.